God is good. He is good all the time. I'm thankful to be in His house. If I could get somebody over there to shut that door, if at all possible. Thank you. And I'm just happy to be in His house. I'm happy to feel His presence. I'm happy to know that God is in control. I'm glad that He ain't left on a vacation and left me in control, because what I know is that I don't know what I think that I know. And I have figured that out in my life, that whatever it is I thought I knew, when I really got down to it, I really didn't know that. Because let me tell you, life has a habit of turning around on a dime and getting real, real quick. Amen? And, you know, I'm sensitive to this right here. Last night, I was just going about in my day-to-day thing, and Brother Jeremy nailed it, because I'm one of those people that I like Facebook. I like Facebook stalking. I like Facebook being nosy. I like Facebook just in general. Me and Facebook, we like this. I like it. If anybody ever asked me to fast it, I'd probably go through withdrawals. I probably wouldn't. Oh, I'm not sure I could do it. But as I was scrolling through, and something just hit me so hard. And it was the fact that I thought that I had worked through something, and when I saw something on another person's post, it was like I relived it in a moment. See, there's things in our life that we think we've worked through, and when I saw it, Dale, what I realized is, God, I still need your help with that, because it's bothering me right now. And Angel, when I went to bed and I felt defeated, because it was something that I thought that I had it and I had it licked. But when I saw it, it instantly bothered me, and I relived things that were said. And all that stuff. And it's amazing how the devil will bring something up right when you think that you've gotten over something, and he'll put it right in front of your face just to show you, well, you ain't gotten over that like you thought that you did. But when I woke up this morning, I felt the peace of God just say, Kelly, look here, I've got that. Give that over to me again. See, a lot of times we think, I'm going to give that to God, and that's it. Look here. Christianity is not a one-time thing. It's not you pray one time and that's it, you're good. No, it's a day-to-day thing. That's why it says you got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Because look here, you ain't working out Sally Sue's salvation. You ain't working out your mama's salvation. You ain't working out your husband's salvation. And if you're trying to work it, let me tell you, it ain't working for you, because you got to work out your own salvation. And I thank God for all of His grace, and I thank God for all of His mercy. And as I prayed, I said, God, what do you want to be said in the very first Sunday morning of the year? And I was so happy to see what He wanted to say, because we serve a really good God. And God, you know, at the beginning of the year, I don't know if y'all are like me, but here's what I think of, Miss Virginia. I think this, and I think it every year. I think I've thought it every year since I've been a grown-up, which has been, you know, a while. I'm still growing up. I probably always will be. I think I'd like to lose some weight, and I'd like to get some of my debt paid off. Has anybody had those two thoughts? I want to lose some weight, and I want to get out of debt. Why are those two things the hardest thing to do? I don't know. Because food tastes good, and I like stuff. Really. And God's, we were filling out a loan thing, Jeremy and I, because I really want to catch and be at the highest level with God that I can be. See, what is your goal? You may be happy just going on with your life. That's good. Life is good. Amen. I want to do that, but I want to be at the fullest, highest level that God wants me to be at. And when the Bible says, Kelly, you can lend and not have to borrow, that's what I want to do. Well, let me tell you something. Jeremy and I, we was wanting to take out a loan. And I called some banks, and they said, no, we don't do nothing like that. And I said, well, y'all ain't the right people for me to be talking to, because look here, I know what God's told me he wants to do in the Kitson household, and he ain't going to use you to do it. On to the next call. You know, and what you got to learn in life is that the first time that you hear no, that don't mean stop. That means you just ain't nailed it yet to the right person telling you yes. And so I kind of thought about that, and I got this piece of paper in the mail, and it's junk mail. And I thought, I'm going to throw that in the trash. It was to a bank. Junk mail. How dare y'all. Junking up my house like you do, sending me this stuff. And for whatever reason, I just didn't throw it away. Jeremy can tell you, it's a good thing. I throw everything away. If we need it, I'm throwing it away. If we don't need it, I'm throwing it away. Everything goes in the trash. That's just how I am. And I just set that to the side, and I just kept sitting it to the side. Every time I'd want to go throw it in the trash, I would just set it to the side, and I'm really not like that. And after this one bank told me, no, we don't do stuff like that. And I thought, well, I'm going to open this piece of mail because for whatever reason, Lord, I have not thrown this away. When I got in there and I started reading that, I thought, I'm going to call these people up. I'm just going to see why I haven't thrown this piece of paper away. I started talking to them. Effortless. Got in there. Got that. I said, now, you mail me my coupon book. Because, see, I don't do stuff online like that. I'm old school. I want that coupon book. I want that payment thing. And I want to stick it in an actual piece of paper envelope. And I want to lick it shut. And then I want to put a stamp on there. And then I want to track it to make sure y'all got that thing. Because that's how I like to do it. That's called being a little OCD. Microscope, got to tie in. Now, Jeremy, he likes to do things total opposite way. And he indulges my crazy on a daily basis. Now, men, I'm going to tell you something. If it's not going to upset your apple cart too much, you need to just indulge the crazy sometimes in your wife. You're going to live happier when you do that. Now, there are some things you can't budge on, but some things you just need to back up and let her have her way with it, okay? If she likes licking them envelopes and putting that thing in the mail, that's, hey, you need to let her do that. You need to let that one go. And God said to me, Kelly, I want you to tell my people they need to get on my payment plan. They need to get on my payment plan. Look here, all throughout the Word of God, you hear God say, I'm going to repay. When you're mad at somebody and you want to get them the way that they got you, and you're fighting that battle on the inside of you because you want to tell them exactly how they told you, see, God wants to step in there and he wants to say, don't do that. I'm going to repay them. But hey, I can't repay them if you're going to repay. See, if you're going to repay, I can't repay them. But if you'll shut your mouth, if you'll move out of the way, I want to come up into that situation that ain't been right for a long time. And see, the way that God pays is not the way that we would repay, because sometimes we would just snuff somebody out in more than one way. God's not in the snuffing out business. See, he don't like to snuff out. That's why we ain't God. That's why we don't have that authority to just do that kind of thing. He says, I'll repay. I'll repay. There's a lot of things that God says, I want to repay to my children this year. But see, you've got to get on God's payment plan. You either on God's payment plan or you're on your own repayment plan. Now let's look at Joel chapter 2. One of the things that I want to encourage you to do this year, I want to encourage you to bring your Bible. I want to challenge you to bring the Word of God, because I'm going to tell you something. It is not enough to sit in a service and not see. Because let me tell you something. I'm not asking you to just take my word for anything. I'm asking you to look up the only word that stands and stands alone, and I'm asking you to read it for yourself. I'm asking you to get to know God better than you know anything else. See, there's a reason there's hatred still living in the hearts of Christians. It's because they ain't kind of got the whole Jesus. I told Dad the other day we was in the Grapevine, and he saw some folks, and I saw them. I probably saw them way before him. And he said, did you see so-and-so? And I said, I sure did. He said, I didn't know because you didn't say nothing. Yeah. I'm ornery, Miss Virginia. She knows. I said, Dad, I just kind of made a wisecrack. And boy, I paid for that all week because I felt very convicted. But sometimes your pastor says stuff and it ain't right. And I'm going to be the first person to tell you. I said, well, Dad, that part of me just ain't saved yet. Now look here, if you can't identify flaws in your own life, you're going to have an issue. See, that's living off of my own payment plan. God ain't into what you can offer on your own. He wants to add to your life and then you pour your life out. See, that's how that goes. If you pour in your life out on your own, you're going to come up short every time. If you're pouring the good parts out of your life because, see, you're letting him fill you up, you're never going to be in lack. You're never going to feel that thing where you feel like, oh, I just can't do no more. I just can't. You ever get that way? You're just worn out. You're sick of people. Because you feel like all you do is give and give and give. Let me tell you something. When you get to feeling that way, you need to say, Holy Spirit, fill me up. Fill me up. God, fill me up. God, help me. See, I went to bed last night and I said, Lord, I know I still have a problem. God, I feel like I failed you. And he said, Kelly, you ain't failed me. Keep working at it. See, if you know you ain't got something down like you thought that you did, man, that's not a failure. That's just an opportunity for you to keep on getting it real and keep on getting it right. Amen. It's only when you hide the things that you ain't got right. It's only when you want to cover them up that you're going to stay in that state of desperation and depression and irritation. See, we got to come clean with this stuff and not be messed up over it when we do. Quit being messed up over what you ain't got right. Keep it real with yourself and get it right. And in Joel chapter 2, verse 25, it says, I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten. See, there's people under the sound of my voice that the devil has eaten up years. In one catastrophe or another. In one situation or another. See, in one broken-hearted state or another. And you've got years that you feel like were just eaten up over a situation. Maybe it was a wrong marriage. Maybe it was a period of addiction in your life where you weren't present in whatever. See, there's years wrapped up that people got, that Christians got wrapped up. And God says, I want to repay you for those years. See, not the years that you had it all together. No, Keisha and Andy, he comes and he says, I want to repay you for the years that were taken from you for the whatever the reason was. Those years are the ones that I want to repay. Because look here, God's not in running in a deficit. He ain't the God of lack. He's the God of more than enough, so he has more than enough to say, you know what, that 10-year period right there where you're ashamed of and you did whatever, I want to cover over that with the blood of my son. I want to make that thing that you keep referring back to every time you feel like you have a failure, I want to cover that thing right there. I want to repay those years. See, when you feel like you've gone into the negative with your life, you think, ugh, I can never get that 10 years back. I can never get that 5 years back. I can never get my kid's childhood back. I can never get those years back, God, that I didn't serve you. Look here. He wants to repay. He wants to repay. He's the only one that has the authority to do that. And it says, I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust. Look here. When you eaten up in some things and you blink and 5 years gone by, 10 years gone by, 6 months gone by, it's a mess sometimes. God can repay. You will have plenty to eat until you're full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you, and never again will my people be shamed. Look here. A lot of times we feel shame. A lot of times we feel embarrassed. A lot of times we feel less than. Dad was saying to me the other day, he said, you know, Kelly, there's a lot of times throughout the week where people feel bad about themselves. And at first I was like, what is he talking about? I don't feel bad about myself. I feel great. Till I got in a moment where I felt bad about myself and I wanted to cry about it. Man, I get so frustrated. I've been trying some new things out. I've been trying to, you know, get myself some skills that I don't have. And I sat down to do this thing, and I could not do it. And I'm always the person, I can do anything I put my mind to. And I even gave myself that pep talk, and I could not do it even after that pep talk. And I'm wanting to just, this person is sitting by me, she's saying, now you can do it. Now what is that? And I'm like, I don't know. We're both looking at it, and I clearly don't know. Look here, if I knew, I would tell you. And in that moment, I wanted to just have a little crying thing because I felt bad about myself because I was like, man, I've gotten dumber than even I know because I don't know the answer to the question she's asking me. I've got no clue. And she's looking at me like I know. I do not know. And I felt bad. And then I had to take a little time out. See, a lot of problem with people is this right here. You get in that moment and you feeling bad about something, you feeling guilty about something, you feeling discouraged about something, you don't give yourself a little time out to have a little talk with yourself, and you just go on and you get more weary, you get more frustrated, you get more upset, you get more discouraged. See, what you got to do in that moment is you got to take self, hold on. Hold on just a second. I sat there, and I told those tears that was coming to my eyeballs, you cannot come down, because once you get started, you're going to never stop, and this person's going to think you're a nutbag. And I just told myself, look here, you can do it. You can do it. So you need to hear yourself all throughout the day, I can do this. I can do this. I can do it. God, you've given me the knowledge. God, you've given me the favor. I can do it. I can do the thing that you've told me I could do. I can do this. See, a lot of times we get wrapped up in what we think we are capable of. Well, that will only get you so far. What is God capable of? See, when you hear somebody say, you're going to get 6 months. Kind of freaks you out. What does God want to say? See, when somebody tells you no, but see, God's already showed you, this is how I want you to do that. This is how you're going to get out of that debt. You got to be more apt to go with what God wants to do for you than what your own little smart self says. Well, first people told me no. Look here, they don't count. Look here, if God told you something and you get a little adversity, a little bump in the road, don't let that discourage you. You keep on going. You go to the person that's going to say yes to you. God's saying yes. And it says, you're never going to feel shame again. And then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other, never again, that you're going to feel some shame. And it says here, and afterward, see, he wants to restore the years that you feel like have been stolen from you. I've had years where I felt like were stolen from me. And they trigger me. I remember 2 years ago, Jeremy is like the sanest person I know. I don't even know how you get people that sane. I'm not sure. I have none of those genetics, I can tell you that. And we was in my bedroom. We was in our bedroom, and yeah, it's his. I've designed it all, but you know, it's all flowered up. He loves it. I put them hot sheets on there. He loves that. He's like, I cannot get comfortable last night of it. So hot. And all these flowers. I love it, Kelly. You know? And he was standing in the threshold of our bathroom and our bedroom. And he could tell that crazy. He could see that crazy look in my eyeball. I was about to have a meltdown. See, and I'm at least sweet. I'll tell him when I'm fixing to have a meltdown. I'll give him about 2 seconds notice. And I get that crazy look, and I'm like, I'm about to have a meltdown, Jer. And he was looking at me, and he could tell it. I didn't even have to give him the 2 second notice I normally do, and he looked. And I just started my crying at the end. I said, I feel like the past 13 years of my life have been for nothing. And he did what Jer does. You ain't never had a hug till you had a Jeremy hug. He got me, all of me. He wrapped me up and he said, Kelly, not one part of that 13 years was for nothing. Not one part of it. Look here. The thing that you think, that you feel, man, there's some things in my life I have a very bad taste for because there's a very deep hurt there. And what I realized last night was it's still there. See, I've tried to lick it. I thought I had it licked. And then it was just, I just saw something and bam, all that hurt right there again. And I just went to bed feeling heavy. But look here. That thing in your life, that time frame, those things that you think that the devil has stolen that you'll never get them back. I want to tell you something. God's got them. God wants to repay, but you cannot live on what you want to repay. See, look here. You're either going to let God pay you back or you're going to let Satan keep paying your bill. Look here. It's one of the two. It ain't both. It's one of the two. Now look here, the devil wants you to think that everything that you've been through, every moment of adversity, it was for nothing. Let me tell you something. In Jesus' name, it was for everything. Every single thing that you went through that was hard, Stephanie, look here. It was all worth it because it's getting you to where you're going to be some great thing. Look here, you sitting here today and you're like, oh, I need to let this go. Yes, you do because look here. It's all brought you here. Every moment that was hard for you brought you right up in here today where you're sitting. Look here. God didn't let that thing get you. God didn't let that thing destroy you. God brought you here today to say, look here, I want to pay you back. I want to pay you back for your misery. I want to pay you back for your sorrow. I want to pay you back with joy instead of the depression that you felt. Now what you got to decide is, God, I'm going to let you pay me back. God, I'm going to let you repay that thing. God, I can't get back those 13 years. But God, look here. Those 13 years aren't mine to begin with. They ain't mine to begin with. Thank God I really flubbed them up. I've been in a state of denial for a couple years thinking it was everybody else's fault. Look here. I'm just now getting around to the circle. Well, I'm owning some of that mess. Yeah, I can own that. There was things I did in that 13 years wasn't right, added to the misery that I felt. But let me tell you something. He's able to make all grace abound. He's able. And not only is he able, but he wants to. Not only is he able, but he wants to. And see, after he pays you back for the years that you feel like were taken from you, there's something that he does afterwards. And it says, and afterwards, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Look here. If you somebody that's messed up over something that you did, and you're disqualifying yourself saying, God couldn't use me because I did this, you're wrong. Because look here, God wants to repay you for the things in your life that you felt like you messed up so badly that you can never get that time back. You can't get those years back. He wants to put a repayment on there. He wants you to take up his payment plan, but then he wants you to allow him to pour out his spirit on you, because it's not just enough for you to get it right. It's not just enough for you to be okay. See, it's not. Because God wants to pour out his spirit to the point you're overflowing. And the overflow is what you give to people. Out of the overflow can you minister. Out of the overflow can you get on your knees and begin to pray. God help that person. God help them. They're in need. God help them. They need a healing. God help them. They're in the state of addiction. Look here. You can't do that and be effective when you're running at a deficit because you ain't let God fill your cup. Look here. Give your cup to God. He wants to fill it, because out of the overflow, see, he'll pour so much into you that you just got it running over, Andy. And see, it's the running over part. The running over part. The part that's coming out of the cup, that's for other folks. See, when you coming up weary because you feel like you've just done and done and done and done, well, and then you say, this is what I've said to myself many times, Heather. I've just done and done so much. I'm going to just not do nothing for nobody. Y'all ever said that? I have. I'm like, I just do and do and do for people, and nobody ever does for me, and I'm done. And then God made me a pastor. He'll put you right up into people business. You have that kind of attitude. You better be careful. He'll get you. But look here. It's the overflow. But there's a payment that God wants to give people. There's a payment that he wants to... Because, see, you looking at that thing and you think, I'll never get that back. You don't want it back. You just want God to say, you know what? That time, it wasn't for nothing. It's brought you where you are. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions, and even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I believe we're living in the last days. Look around you. Look at the level of evil that people are willing to do to each other. And I'm going to really go to meddling. It's what I do. It's my specialty. I don't care if you don't like President Trump. I don't care if you do like him. You need to lift him up in prayer. You need to pray for him, because look here. If people would actually let him do his job, he's already doing great. You need to be praying for your president. The other day, it was the weirdest thing. I've never had this happen. I was on my way to Fort Smith, and God just got all over me, Sharon. He said, you need to pray for President Trump. I don't know President Trump. Man, God, I'm not a celebrity. I'm just little old me. I don't know Trump. He said, Kelly, that's your president. You pray for him. You pray for him. Look here. President Trump got from this little white girl the biggest Shonda he gonna probably got all week. I said, God, in Jesus' name, wherever President Trump is, up in that White House or on one of his planes, God, wherever he is, in Jesus' name, God, I thank you that you shut every mouth that wants to come against him. God, you said that every person that wanted to rise up and curse your people, God, that you would repay them. And God, right now, I just ask right now for all the people that's coming up against him, God, I thank you that you put a stop to that. God, I thank you that he serves his country. God, he lives out his presidency. Look here, it don't matter if you like him. He's the man driving the bus. Look here, ain't nobody likes the bus driver. You ever notice that? Why? Because they the ones telling you, you better sit down. You better stop doing them somersaults over them seats, Kelly. Uh-oh. Y'all better be quiet up in Congress. Look here. Pray for your president. Pray for your leaders. Pray for your pastors. Why? Because we need it. Look here. I need all prayer I can get. Every bit of it. And then when you think I don't need it no more, you wrong. Need to pray some more. And it says, I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone, not just those perfect people. I don't know how they got that going on, but whatever. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, they're going to be saved. Everyone that calls on him. That don't just mean saved because you asked Jesus up into your heart. Look here, when you get into the biggest trial of your faith and you begin to call on the name of God, look here, it says that everyone that calls on his name, they're going to be saved. Saved from what? All sorts of mess. You get yourself up in a state where you feel like somebody ain't treating you right. Look here, call on God. Call on God because he's going to save you. See, God don't just save you one time. God saves you every day. You just don't know it. If you knew how many times he saved your life. See, there's things that he does. See, he charges his angels to watch over us. We got angels all around us all the time. If you only knew the steps that he took to get you from the point where you woke up in your little white, nice, cozy flannel sheet bed to when you lay your head back down at that nice flannel sheet bed. Look here. He put a lot of effort into that day for you. And that right there is enough to praise him. That right there is enough to give him glory, to give him honor. And most importantly, to say, you know what, God? Nothing's too hard for you. You want to pay me back for those 13 years that I feel like I've lost? I'm going to take you at your word. I'm going to take you at your word. Doesn't matter what people have said about you. Doesn't matter what they're going to say about you. Cheap talk is cheap. It's the cheapest thing on the planet. And it doesn't really matter. It matters what God says about you. And he says, you know what, I want to repay people that they feel like they've had years taken from them. It's a repayment. Romans chapter 12. We're going to look at verse 17 through 21. This right here is what's the kind of stuff you got to pay attention to. Because see, this is how you get on your way. I have found that the Bible is full of things, and we think, why is that in there? Because he knows you're going to have a problem with that. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Look here, we acquire that skill very shortly after we're born. You ever notice these little toddlers? Somebody messes with them. They don't care who that kid's mama is. They're going to whack them. That's what they do. You took my toy? Come over here. Bam! See, that's how, it's funny when they're doing it in that two or three. You get somebody, they're about 53, and they're still doing that, whacking folks indiscreetly, one way or another, paying back evil for evil. I feel like it's a natural tendency. It's something that you have to work out. Because, see, when somebody does something to you, your natural response is to just give it back to them. And if you're anything like me, I put a little special sprinkle on that. Give it back to them in a very creative way. And I can get creative. But see, you can't do that. Do not repay anyone for evil. Be careful. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. And if it is possible, see, what's possible for you? If it's possible for you, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everybody. Live at peace. Yeah, there's going to be things that come up and they irk you about somebody. Look here. Take a step back. You need to quit. Because however you want to pay them back, you're smiting off your own nose. You want to pay somebody back for what you think they did to you, it's going to cost you. If you go ahead and you pay them back, you ever notice how when you pay them back, God, why didn't that feel as good as that was supposed to? I finally told that person off and I don't feel no better. Well, that's because ain't nobody tell somebody off like God will. What will God do with them? Man, he'll take your worst enemy and he'll scoop them up and he'll love on them and he'll get them saved and he'll get them to where, man, you're like, why do I have a problem with that person? I don't know. Look like they became a new creation. See? God's going to do things differently than what you would do them. You got to just get it in your head. You're going to go with what he wants to do. And what he wants to do is to get you out of a state where you feel like you have to pay people back. You hear somebody's talking about you? Look here, Keisha. Here's one thing I did to get myself to recover from some things. There were people that was in our same crowd with me and this other person, and when I would get around them, they would tell me all the terrible things that person had said about me. Look here, I did two things. Two things. Here's a nugget for you if you got this problem. Number one, if that blabbermouth told you what they said about you, they're going to tell that other person what you say about them. Because 2 + 2 is always going to equal 4. Okay? You say something nice about that person. So when it gets back to the other person, they're going to be like, well, Sally Sue said you were the greatest person. They love this, this, and this about you. Look here. The second thing that I did, I removed myself out of a circle where I was going to be told what that person had a problem with me. Because you know what I started to understand, Sharon? Is that I want to recover so badly from that way of living where I feel like I have to keep a record of everybody's wrongs. And at the end of the day, I'm an angry person. Look here, I don't need to hear nothing else that nobody else has to say about me. And if I have to remove my very best friends to get myself out of a place where I'm not living that way, that's exactly what I'll do. And I've done it. See, you want to get yourself recovered? Look here, I'm not talking about drugs and alcohol. I'm talking about matters of the soul where you got a bitterness problem, you got an anger problem, you got a problem letting things go. See? God wants you to make some decisions. God, I'm not going to taint your presence by that junk being up in my soul. God, I've done said something nice about that person. They're going to hear that's all I had to say. And God, I'm removing myself from that temptation to feel like that. I'm removing myself from the temptation of feeling like I have to defend myself. Look here, you don't have to defend yourself. God wants to defend you. The problem that he has is that we won't be quiet because we always want to yap, yap, yap like my little dog Lulu. She just yappy, yappy, yappy. Look here, there's sometimes we got to shut that yapping. You want God to defend you? Be quiet. Because when God defends you, see, you're not going to have to sit there and keep on. God will take care of it just like that. He'll take care of it. So as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends. Do not take revenge. Man, sometimes it's like revenge has been served you on a silver platter and you can take it. Look here. Don't take it. Don't take it. Look for the next chance that you could have revenge. Don't take it. And when you let that plate pass from you, say, God, I've honored you. God, I'm not taking that revenge that I could take. God, this is me stepping up out of the way. God, I'm not going to continue the same silly behavior and think you're going to do anything different. God, I've given you something that you can bless. I had the opportunity to do something to that person. I walked away from it. That's the beginning of getting God to say, you know what? I will repay you. I'll repay you for that time in your life where you feel like it was for nothing. And it says, do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. Leave room for God to work. Leave him some room. A lot of us, we got big presences. We got a big personality. And we've left very little room for God to move. And you want one of two things. You want to keep handling it how you handling it. Are you going to let God handle it? You're going to let God come up in there and do some repaying. And when I say repaying, I'm not saying God's going to just strike your enemy dead. Look here. God don't work like that. The people you upset with, what you got to understand is that God loves them. They are fearfully and wonderfully made. They are the apple of his eye. He loves them. He sent his son to die for them. And he loves them just as much as he loves you. It's a thing that you got to get that. You got to get it. And it says, leave room for God's wrath, because as it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. So if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. And in doing this, you will reap burning coals on his head. So don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Overcome that evil with good. When somebody hears that you didn't have nothing but nice to say about them, that's not going to be fun for them no more. Eventually, that's going to die out. It may take a little bit. You may have been a real booger to that person. It's going to take them a smidge of time to get to where they don't like talking about you. But look here. It just takes 1 ounce of God in that situation to turn it around. Last place for me, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. And let's put this in the New Living Translation. There we go. Now, who will want to harm you? Okay, we are in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, and we're going to read verse 9 through 19. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. Pay them back with a blessing. Pay them back with a blessing. Why am I repeating myself? Because you need to hear that over and over. When you want to retaliate, somebody's insulted you, somebody's talked about you, somebody's done something to you, look here. You want to retaliate? Respond to them with a blessing. Respond to them with a blessing. Get yourself to where you're not handling things like you used to. Look here. The old you ain't worth a flip. The new you. Why did God say, Dale, I'm going to turn you into a new creation? That's what it takes. Man, I would do some terrible stuff to folks if it was all left up to me. And then, probably about a month later, after I did the terrible things, I'd be like, I was wrong about that person. Why did I do that to them? Because we don't know it all. We don't know. And so, instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do. Some of us, we play life games with God. God, I don't know what you're calling me to do. Look here. That's why I'm telling you to read your Bible. That's why I'm telling you to bring your Bible to church. Because, see, you need to be reading this stuff over and over. This right here, this is game-changing stuff right here. You want the game to change for your favor? Start doing what God says. That is what God's called you to do. Pay him back with a blessing. Pay him back with a blessing. And he will bless you for it. For the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life, who wants to enjoy life in here? Man, I want to get to the part, Gina, where it's sweet and where I'm enjoying it.
Have you been miserable?
Do you like it? I'd rather be joyful. I'd rather enjoy my life. For the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life, if you want to see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Keep that little thing up in your jaws. Shit. Keep it quiet. Turn away from evil and do good. Turn away from it. Look here. When you start turning, Tessa, look here. If you're anything like me, when you start that turning business, it's going to go against every grain in your body. Why? It's that sinful nature don't want to let you go. It's that flesh don't want to let you loose. When you feel like you're forgiving somebody, look here. I've spent 2 years feeling like forgiving them is letting them win. That's why I don't want to forgive them. I don't want them winning. Look here. They winning because I'm messed up about it. Now, that's advice that I got up in Celebrate Recovery about 2 years ago when I had myself a weeping experience in that meeting. Somebody looked at me and they said, see, you're the one paying. You're over here sad and you're crying. They're fine. You're the one hurting because you won't let it go. Let it go. So turn away from the evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Search for it. Search for it. Like when you lose something in your house and you're looking for it. Look here. Peace is one of those things you got to search out because everything in this life that you're living is wanting to take that peace. Wanting to take that peace. You want peace? Search it out. Search it out. You ever realize when you tell that person off and you feel like it was going to make you happy and then you still go into bed and you upset because it didn't give you the peace that you thought you was going to get? That kind of behavior don't bring about peace. You on your own payment plan when you're doing that. This is what God wants you to do. Start paying them back with a blessing. Pay them back with a blessing. Pay them back with a kind word. Pay them back with a prayer. And not God, if you want to kill them, it's okay. No. God, in Jesus' name, help me to love this person. God, I ask right now that you bless them. God, in Jesus' name, I ask that you give them favor. God, in Jesus' name, I ask that you heal their family. God, put them at the very top. Lord, give them a promotion. God, in every way, bless them. That is true Christianity. There will be a turning point where you will begin to pray those prayers and you will actually mean them. Because, see, you've turned your heart to where you're lining up with God's word and how you should feel about your enemies. The eyes of the Lord, turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Peace is maintained. You got to maintain it or you ain't going to have it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. And his ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. Look here, people. Get on God's payment plan. Get on his payment plan. You got to get on that payment plan. You got to get in that spot where you know that, look here, it's not about how you feel. It's about what he's told you to do. Because, see, this is going to go against every grain in your body. Because it's that flesh that wants to rise up and exalt itself of what God's wanting you to do. Now, if you're in here today and you can say, you know what? I need to get to where I'm on God's payment plan. I've had some things that I feel like were wasted that I want God to repay. God, I've heard your message. God, I know what it's going to take to get you to do that. God, I'm up for it. God, I'm going to turn the other cheek. God, I'm going to stop paying back evil for evil. God, I'm going to do it your way because my way ain't worked. Now, if that's you up in here this morning, all you got to do is react. See, the Word of God, a pastor's job is simple. We get up here. We say what God wants us to say. Boys, there should be music on right now. We deliver the word that God has. And then we see what you're going to do with it. Because see, look here. You have to act on what God wanted to say to you. That's why it says, look here, every member is placed. Every church, God says, I want these people to be in this place. This is where I'm going to bless them. This is where they're going to grow. Now, if you want to be on that payment plan where you say, Lord, I want you to repay me back for those years that I feel like were stolen and taken away from me in that situation. And God, I've been missing it because I've been paying back evil for evil. I've been doing some things, and God, I'm going to stop. I yield myself to you right now. See if that's you. Stand up. Respond to him. Respond to the message that he's just given you. And I'm going to give you a very good piece of advice. You're going to have an opportunity to do the same thing that you've always done. You want to turn it around? You want those years to be replaced with what he has? Pass that up. Don't handle that thing the way you always did. Lift your hands. Begin to identify with God what you're needing him to do. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for your word. God, I thank you, Lord, that it's fallen on good ground today. God, I ask right now for victory in these people's lives, God, in my life. God, I thank you, Lord, that you're helping us to overcome, Lord, what we have not been able to get over until this point. And God, I thank you, Lord, that you have restored and replaced and repaid, God, the years, Lord, that we feel like have been taken from us. And God, we're gonna repay with blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.